The following is a paid program. The information you're going to hear and the questions you might hear answered are not necessarily those of the radio station or the radio station management or its advertisers. It's the information I'm supplying you. I'm Bob Parker, the guy that sponsors this program. So if you want more information about this program, other than what you hear, and you can go to bobparkerhealth.com and hear it again, or call 833-710-4797. Thank you, and listen to this station every week for this great show. Well, here I am again, Bob Parker, Health Markets Insurance Agent for Health, Life, and Medicare Insurance. And what I do every week on this radio station is talk to you about health insurance and health. Now, the last couple weeks, I've also talked to you about a Haitian orphanage I helped take care of down in Haiti. They were driven out of their orphanage, and all their items were stolen. And I've asked for a few people to send money, and I thank you very much. It looks like we've got a total of $2,100 donated for helping these orphans. There's 34 orphans and 10 adults are running the orphanage, and they've had as many as 52 orphans. So thank you very much. Hopefully I won't have to keep asking for help for this organization, but I've got an organization of my own called the James 127 Project, which is named after James 127 in the Bible. So if you're interested in helping out with that orphanage, call me at 833-710-4797, and I will be happy to give you a hand, taking any cash you can afford, a dollar or $1,000, and I guarantee the children will get it. Now, this is Thanksgiving week, you know, and I got to tell you, we're heading off into Christmas, and I have to thank you for Thanksgiving. But the truth is that we have a lot to be thankful for in this country. And I think a whole lot of people forget that's what Thanksgiving's all about. It's not just a precursor to buying more toys for the kids. You know, we have a lot to be thankful for because the election's over and all the commercials are over. And it looks like the losers are not going to look in a mirror at all. They're going to always blame everybody but themselves on why they lost so many spots in the House and the Senate and in the presidency. And they just can't seem to get over that. But I think if you take a little time and think about this and look to the Bible rather than to screaming and hollering about all the things you don't like, you'll be much better off. You know, the first Thanksgiving was in 1621 in Plymouth, Massachusetts. Now, some of the super liberals out there will tell you how terrible it is that those horrible people came to Plymouth and they, you know, contaminated and stole all the land. Well, I'm sorry, this is history, and history is full of bad stuff, but it's also full of good stuff because it got the United States started in the long term. And we jump ahead, and there was off and on, there was a Thanksgiving once in a while, but it wasn't until President Lincoln, during the Civil War, declared that we would have an annual Thanksgiving. But then it didn't go further than that till later. So that was the first major national holiday, and it was, you think about what Lincoln had to go through. I mean, he had the South separating from the North. He had to develop armies. It was a mess. And we have to thank the Lord ourselves. Our country is pretty well split, but at least right now, it looks like a whole lot of people are interested in getting ahead and trying to put the bad things behind us and move ahead. So I thank the Lord every day for that. And I am a firm believer in Jesus Christ and his what he's done for us. And I've got to tell you, that's really an important function as far as I'm concerned. It's praying every day and reading the Bible every day. But I'm not here to talk about the Bible all the time. I'm here to talk about health insurance and Medicare insurance and health. So you can call me at 833-710-4797. If you'd like to, and I'll be happy to talk to you about health insurance or Medicare insurance, and I can get all kinds of things done for you, particularly if you don't wait till the last minute, because right now we have a deadline of December the 7th coming up, and that's when annual enrollment is over. If you're less than 65 and not on Medicare, your open enrollment, it's different than the annual enrollment for Medicare, starts on November 1st and is past that now. It ends December 15th. So December 7th is coming up pretty quickly for Medicare enrollees, and December 15th is coming up pretty quickly for the rest of us. that are less than 65. And I can help you with all those things. You can go to bobparkerhealth.com or call me at 833-710-4797. So what you've got to think about here as far as your Medicare, if you're going to talk about Medicare for a few minutes, that's what I'm going to do next, is the fact that there's some dramatic changes going on. I mean, some major, major changes going on for this coming year. And all the companies have had to respond to it, and it's not a fun situation. I've had to work 7 days a week, which is not too bad. I am, you know, I've had some people say, why do you say you're 75? Oh, I'm proud to be 75 years old, still working, still having a brain. I do have a Joe Biden moment every once in a while, but not that often. My goal here is to help people get covered and help you avoid the situation where you have giant medical bills. And I've been doing this thing for 33 years. You've heard me say that if you heard the show before. Because what's happening in the past for Medicare has been that on prescription coverage, you've always had several prices through the year. The rest of the society and the rest of the world always had one price for a drug all year long. But when it came to them setting up this prescription plan for Medicare, which started in 2000, it was under George Bush, so this was under 2002, I think, or 2006. Anyway, what goes on here is they had a price for a deductible stage if the prescription plan had a deductible. Then you had that was a higher price. Then you went to a lower price in the initial stage. And then as you went along there, all of a sudden, depending on the cost of your drugs, you hit what's called the donut hole, where every prices went through the roof and everyone had a heart attack and stroke and couldn't believe how expensive the drugs were. Then if you ever got to $8,000, that's for this year, $8,000 in total prescription costs, you went to the catastrophic phase, and you went down really low in price. Well, starting next year, if you have, not all plans have deductibles. The one I'm recommending most this year doesn't have a deductible. So you go right into the initial stage, but if you have a deductible, you have a higher stage, higher price. And then you get to catastrophic at $2,000. Now, think about the dramatic difference in price. The insurance companies have had years now to figure out how to make money over that $8,000 period, but now they have to do it over a $2,000 period and still survive, because when you get to $2,000 in total medical costs, or prescription costs, I'm sorry, you pay zero for your health insurance. Well, that's a pretty dramatic change, I'll tell you. So everyone's prices are generally going up. Now, generics are pretty well set now, so that they are still pretty, there's two stages, levels of generics, usually level one and level two, and they're usually zero for level one and sometimes $5 or $10 for level two for next year. But level three and four and five are now by percentage, mostly by most, almost all the companies, rather than by co-payments. And that's something you have to be concerned about, because some of these drugs are pretty heavy duty. You know, some of these weight loss shots that you get cost an arm and a leg. And there's a way resolving that rather than have to pay the super high price. The government, now I'm not saying the insurance companies know what they're doing yet, but they better certainly learn pretty quick. Because the government has put together a system which is put together by CMS, Center for Medicare Services, which next year will be run by Dr. Oz, if he's approved. And by Bobby Kennedy, who's the head of the Health and Human Services Department for this federal government. They have a system where you can take your $2,000 worth of prescriptions and divide them by 12 and make a single smaller payment every month. And then you end up still getting your drugs all year long. I say, and there's a number of people, diabetics, some of the prescriptions you have to, not just the insulin, but all the other prescriptions you have are horrendously expensive. So it's worth getting a hold of an agent and making sure you run this down yourself, or call the insurance company, or you can also call 1-800-MEDICARE and talk to somebody at the government, or go to medicare.gov. Now, there's, depending on where you're at, whether you're in Pennsylvania or Ohio or Delaware or Maryland or New Jersey, there's all kinds of different companies involved with this. I don't represent all of them. That's why you can go to 1-800-MEDICARE and learn all about them, or go to medicare.gov and see all of them. You can run your prices there also. This is an important function you have to understand, because everybody has what's called a formulary. The formulary is the list of all the drugs they're going to approve and what the prices are going to be. They had to submit those last April. Think about that. Last April, all the insurance companies had to submit their prices to the government for 2025. And they can actually go to Medicare.gov, and you can run those prices at Medicare.gov. Or if you don't know how to do that, or you're afraid of the internet, and there's a lot of people that are, you can send the list to me or call my office at 833-710-4797 and give us the list, and we will run them and call you back and tell you what the best plan is. What they'll do is they'll take, for instance, in some areas, there's as many as 70 to 80 different plans. And what we'll do is we'll call you back and tell you the 10 lowest plans. I'll also send them to you by email if you can open up your email. And you can see all the costs you'll have for 2025. But I can't do that unless you get back to us. And, you know, even after December 7th, you have a little period between December 7th and January 1st where you can't change your plan again until January 1st. But if for some reason you don't get it done, we're in what's called the annual enrollment period. On January 1st, you're in the open enrollment period. So that's a whole different scenario there. We'll talk about more about that in other days. So what I've had to do here this last year, this last few weeks for this coming year, I should say, is I had to change hundreds of plans because these companies, insurance companies, changed the benefits substantially for the plans. Some people out in Harrisburg had their plans totally taken off the market, not just there, but even up in Pike County, down in Delaware. I haven't had that many customers in New Jersey complain about that, but I've had a few over there, and a couple in Ohio have had their plans taken off the market completely. So I can take care of you. I can help you with that, and we can do this on the phone. At 833-710-4797, or I'll also go to have a Zoom call with you. Or if you're in Northeast Pennsylvania, you can come see me next to the giant cow in Wilkes-Barre Township. There's a cow that's been a giant cow, was next to a dairy in 1960 called Gorman's Dairy. And the cow's still there, but Gorman's Dairy's gone. And I'm in the shopping center next to that giant cow. Strange as it sounds, I like that cow because when I first came up here probably 35 or 40 years ago, I saw that giant cow, and I thought, this is really weird, and I realized it was a dairy next door, and I understood it. And I opened my, I'll call it an office, we call it a store, because we're in a shopping center, so it's easy to walk in. For any of those in Northeast Pennsylvania or Southeast Pennsylvania that want to come up to Wilkes-Barre, you can come see me live and walk right in. If you walk in, I'll even give you a free Hershey bar. Hershey's to me was the greatest thing that ever happened. It comes to Christmas time every year. We didn't have a whole lot to thank the Lord for, although I did thank the Lord for a lot of things. To me, Christmas was Hershey bars. And if I got two or three of those, I was in like seventh heaven. So what I'm trying to explain to you is that you really need to not also listen to all those people on the telephone that are telling you, do you have all the benefits you deserve? You know you can get $2,000 worth of groceries every year. The plans for Medicare Advantage are all broken up by zip code and by income. And if you are extremely challenged income, you have Medicare and Medicaid, you have what's called a special needs plan. And there's up to $2,400 worth of benefits on one company. I think that's Aetna. It would be $200 a month. You can use that for your food if you have that income level. You can use it to pay your electric bill. You can use it to pay your veterinarian bill. There's a whole lot of companies out here that have this benefits available. Some of the people have this benefit available also for smaller amounts of money. If you don't have that special, if you're not in that super economically challenged situation. But the trouble is that getting a few bucks for food is not going to really help you a whole lot if you end up in the hospital. Because some of these companies swap out that extra benefit, and they have to pay for costs another way. And if you end up in the hospital, instead of paying a small flat fee for 2 or 3 days, or a single fee for every entrance into the hospital, you end up paying a whole lot of hundreds of dollars per day for 5 or 6 days. And it's not really, in my opinion, it's not worth it. You know, you can gamble when you're on Medicare that you'll never get sick again. But guess what? These are not the golden years. These are the rust years. And remember that specifically, because that's what I talk about all the time as far as getting old. Yes, and I'm an old geezer. Now, you can call me at 833-710-4797 or go to bobparkerhealth.com and register there. I've got to get my guy that does my internet website up to date here. He hasn't put my latest shows on there. I don't know why. I've got to find out why he didn't do that yet. Anyway, but you can hear some of the older shows, and you can hear this station every week talking about this situation. Now, again, I've been doing health insurance for 33 years. Why did I say 23? I'm sitting here looking at the number 23. That's why. This is minute 15 to 23. And the changes, as I said, are very dramatic. I have been in good many parts of Pennsylvania. I've been moving a whole lot of people to a Highmark Blue Cross plan called the Complete Blue PPO. What's really great about this plan is the fact that the premium is like all of $7 a month. I mean, you can't get much cheaper than that. You could get down to zero. But the advantage of this particular plan is the prices are identical in or out of network for almost everything in the list. And you pay $7 a month for it. This is the plan I'm taking myself, as a matter of fact. Now, with that particular plan, if I end up in the hospital for a day, a week, a month, or a year, I have to pay $415 per stay, not per day, but per stay, which is pretty awesome if you think about it. Your primary doctors are free, specialists are $20. If you go to the ER, it's $125. If you go to urgent care, it's $50. And what else is totally stupendously awesome about this plan? It gives you $5,000 a year worth of dental coverage. I don't know any other plan out there that's got that much dental coverage. It's an amazing plan. Also gives you a couple $100 for your eyeglasses. Now, jump ahead on that same plan, you get $455 flex card. What's a flex card, you ask, if you don't know? That's a card you can go to any store with and buy non-prescription items, non-prescription drug items. Like cold tablets. I take tons of vitamins. I've been using my over-the-counter benefits for prescription for vitamins a lot. I've been, if you've heard me here and say this before, I used to listen to WCAU in Philadelphia, and I listened to that station every Thursday when I was in my 20s, when they had Dr. Jim Corey from Cherry Hill, New Jersey, on there talking about vitamins all the time. And I learned to take a ton of vitamins. I think that's why Well, number one, the Lord has blessed me. Number two, I'm a pretty healthy guy for a 75-year-old. I'm only on two meds. And let's hope the Lord continues to bless me in that way. Now, something else about that plan, you also get $455 in that flex card we talked about, not just for over-the-counter, but you can also use it for additionally beyond the $5,000 dental and $200 for glasses. You can use that for dental, vision, or hearing. You also get money for hearing aids if you need them. You also can get an additional $200 that you can use towards your smaller doctor bills. Now, this is a flex card they're going to send you. It comes from a bank. It's got money in it, just like a debit card it would have from your checking account. And if you go to your primary doctor, they're free, but specialists are $25. You can pay the specialist fee with that flex card. If you go to the urgent care, it's $50. You can pay that. You can pay up to $50 per medical event, up to $200 in one calendar year. Blood tests are free. X-rays are $25. The same price in or out of network. It's a PPO. So give me a buzz at 833-710-4797, and I'll be happy to help you with that. Now, there's a whole lot of screaming and hollering in Washington about what's going on now. Mr. Trump's taken office. He's got one heck of a list of cabinet members he's already nominated. So the Senate's going to be extremely busy approving those people, I hope. In particular, I'm very excited about Bobby Kennedy taking over the Health and Human Services Department. Why? I've been doing this for 33 years, and we now have the most expensive medical system on Earth. But we've got the worst health of the 10 richest countries on Earth. And why is that? Because nobody really watches our food in particular. If you've heard the story, there was a cereal that Bobby Kennedy talked about that has in the United States has all kinds of extra chemicals in it. But if you go to Canada, it doesn't have the same chemicals in it. And those are the kind of things, this ultra-processed food stuff that we get into is probably why diabetes has increased fourfold in the last 10 years. Fourfold. There's something wrong with our health system if, you know, people are getting diabetes at four times the normal rate. And that's not to mention heart disease. The number of heart attacks going up in 20s and 30-year-olds and 40-year-olds is astronomical. It used to be just old geezers like us and me that get heart problems. But now lots of young people are getting it. And one of the reasons is that, as we've talked about before, the obesity in this country is astronomically horrendous. You know, we have 30% of our population's obese. Now, I know you enjoy eating, but somehow or another you have to realize that you're not helping yourself by eating all the super processed foods that are available out there. Not just McDonald's. McDonald's has some good food too, but that white bread is not really good for you. And the extra sauce isn't very good for you either, because that's tons. It has tons of extra chemicals in it. So what you need to consider here is the option of listening to, hopefully, Dr. Oz tell you also. He's taking over the Center for Medicare Services, and you know, that takes care of Medicare and Medicaid as far as processing and things like that, as well as the federal marketplace and the penny marketplace, as well as the get enrolled New Jersey plan. That's a state marketplace division of the federal marketplace. So please think seriously about changing your eating habits for 2025 and getting into cooking more food at home and eating less out less and eating less of the super unprocessed foods. And you'll be a whole lot healthier and a whole lot happier, I guarantee it. I managed so far to be married to a lady for 23 years coming this year. And we're very much into our super health orientation. We eat smoothies every morning. Next week, I think I'll give you more ingredients about those smoothies. But we don't use cow's milk. We use coconut milk or almond milk. And we mix nuts and all kinds of powdered fruits and vegetables, as well as regular fruits and vegetables in there for breakfast every day except one day a week. On Sunday, we go out for a conventional breakfast. And we also try to eat organically as best we can. Not just me and my wife, but also our dog even gets the same kind of extra care. The last dog I had before this one ate everything from Purina Dog Chow, and now this dog gets super processed food from my wife, Margie, who's also an insurance agent, by the way. So when you seriously think about what's happening right now with this current administration taking office, hopefully we'll go back and get back to the American dream, which is what has kind of disappeared, and hopefully our health will move ahead as we try to get a healthier America. And I'm hoping between Bobby Kennedy and Dr. Oz, that's actually going to happen. Now, I'm going to talk about a number of people that I've helped out a whole lot, and then we're going to get in some health stories also. But I had one of the things I help people with is not just getting a good Medicare plan or a plan on the penny marketplace. You know, I don't get paid a percentage anymore like I used to. I have a whole lot of customers that pay zero for plans. I tend to recommend the bronze plans because the silver plans in most parts of the state are actually more expensive than the gold plans. I believe this is an editorial comment. I believe that's probably because the insurance company is really trying to avoid people getting in those plans because they have so much out of pocket they have to come up with. And generally it's not, it's people with lower economic status, and then they tend to be not as healthy. But that's an editorial comment. It's not based on any facts that I've got to back me up there. But, you know, if you seriously think about your plans out there, if you're less than 65, if you get a bronze plan and you're paying very little for it compared to a gold plan or a silver plan where you have to pay two or three times as much, you can take supplemental plans and fill in the holes. The biggest concern I have is because you open up in the hospital and you don't want to have to come up out of that hospital with $11,000 worth of bills to pay, which is the average cost if you have insurance. But I had a gentleman in the office the other day who was in an office in the hospital for 1 day. Think about this, 1 day. And he came to me, this was about a month ago, he got a copy of his receipt. The total billing to the insurance company was $228,000. Now, he had a Medicare Advantage plan, and he had to pay $325 out of that $228,000. I don't know how they can justify that, but I'm just telling you the truth. I've had people without insurance come in and have had emergency room treatments that cost $50,000. Now, how do you avoid that situation? Well, with all plans, whether you're on Medicare or on pre-65 insurance, you have maximum out-of-pockets. That's OOP, that's an abbreviation for it. Now, again, it's helpful. So why do you talk about your bankruptcy so often? Is that really good for you? Well, I don't want my enrollees or my customers, if you want to call yourself a customer, to be in the same situation I was when I was 38 years old. And I owed $49,000 38 years ago to Wilmington Medical Center before it became Christiana Hospital. That's in Delaware. I was in the hospital for 6 weeks, and I went from illness to bankruptcy divorce. Now, if you have insurance through the penny marketplace or through the federal marketplace, your plans are limited, and the limit for 2024 is $9,450. But the average hospital bill is over $11,000. That means they're probably not billing you correctly. And that's one of the things I help people with all the time, is if you are getting billed incorrectly, I try to make sure you don't end up in that situation where you get billed so improperly. But I can't do it unless you call me on the phone and tell me about your bills. I had a gentleman in Allentown a few years ago who bought what was called an F plan, which you only can get if you're an old geezer like me. And it paid 100% of his bills, yet he paid $2,000 in medical bills that year. And he says, well, I got the bills. I thought I owed him. Well, I helped him write some letters to get some of the money back. But, you know, the problem we have is there's several hundred thousand medical codes, and medical coding is a big mess. I've had my primary doctor once try to charge me $250 for my annual wellness exam. And the wellness exam is supposed to be $0. I mean, that's the law. It's not just something out of a policy. So this gentleman, another gentleman came to me who, you know, bought a plan, like a supplemental plan I'm talking about, that helped cover those costs, that $11,000. It's called a hospital-wise plan. It's from a division of UnitedHealthcare, and it pays $4,000 the first day you walk into the hospital. And I tend to put people on a six-day plan, so another 5 days after that to get another $1,000, and the average hospital stay is 9 days, or excuse me, not 9 days, 4.5 days. So they get $9,000. Now, this gentleman had prostate cancer. He also had a cancer plan, and he had a $10,000 cancer plan, so I helped him get a document he can submit to that division of UnitedHealthcare, and he should be due $10,000 plus $7,000. So $17,000 he should get, which will help him cover some of those bills. He has about $8,000 in bills he's got to cover. And he doesn't have to worry about making payments. Now, if you're on the penny marketplace or on the federal marketplace, the penny marketplace, your prices have actually gone down this year. I know that sounds strange, but what's really astounding is the insurance companies send out letters and they tell you the prices are going up because there's something in the law that says they have to send out what the current price is less the 2024 subsidy. But the subsidies from the government have gone up in 2025. So many people are paying 10, 15, 20, up to 50 bucks or more less for their health insurance for 2025 than they did without changing the plan in 2024. Now, on those marketplace plans, you've got to realize that your prices are based on your age, the number of people in your family that are on your income tax return, your zip code, and your tobacco status. It doesn't matter how healthy or unhealthy you are, but I tend to convince people and show them that the bronze plan is a better deal for them than the gold, unless they're on a lot of medications. And a lot of bronze plans don't have any prescription coverage or very little prescription coverage. In fact, give a company a free commercial, GoodRx.com. Frequently, you can get better pricing from GoodRx than some of the insurance companies. And those GoodRx cards you can pick up at your local doctor or just print online or download the app for. Frequently, generic drugs are $5, $6, $7, sometimes $10 or $12. Yet a lot of the insurance companies out there have their drug costs at $15 to $25 for generics. Well, you know, you're wasting your money if you're paying that much for a generic drug. So on the Medicare plan, say, as I mentioned to you before, type 1 and type 2 generics are generally zero or just a very small copay, but type 3 and 4 are quite expensive. And, you know, I can help you take care of that situation, but I can't help you unless you give us a call. Or give your agent a call, whoever your agent is. And I can help you get those plans that's going to pay those medical bills if you give us a call also, like the hospital-wise plan and the cancer-wise plan I was talking about. I'm going to come back again. These penny marketplace plans are substantially down. Now, in most areas of Pennsylvania, you have 4 to 8 different companies you can get plans from. Our goal here is also to make sure you get a plan that your doctor is in. That's kind of important, don't you think? That's in-network. As I mentioned earlier today about that Medicare plan I've been promoting a lot from Highmark, that's the same price no matter what where you're at. Prices are identical in-network or out-of-network, which is pretty cool. So, you know, we don't have much time left. You got till December 7th for people that are on Medicare for January 1st start date. And people for December 15th that are not on Medicare on the penny marketplace, that's for a January 1st start date. Now, if you're not 65 yet and not on Medicare, you can actually enroll after December 15th for a February 1st start date. So our open enrollment for pre-65ers goes through January 15th for a February 1st start date. And we try to do the best we can to help you get in the situation so that you don't end up like I was. And that is where you have pay too high a price and you end up in the hospital. And because you never know when that's going to happen. You're going to have a heart attack, a stroke. You fall like my wife did and break both of her heels. There's so many things that can go wrong with you that you have to make sure you're trying to avoid that situation. Now, I get tons of health stories. We're going to talk most of the rest of the day about health stories. And in particular, talking about beef and meat that is done. For instance, beef can be raised two ways. You can raise beef in a grain-fed cattle are not necessarily that healthy because the grain that is grown has had all kinds of chemicals put on the soil to mess things up for you. It helped the grain grow faster and grow more plentiful, but it also ends up, you know, inside the beef itself. So what you need to really think about here, and there's all kinds of studies on this, if you call me at 833-710-4797, I can send you an article from Dr. McCullough's website that talks about how bad these pesticide residues are. Grass-fed beef, though, is much better for you compared to grain-fed beef. There's a dramatic path after I'm reading right now for cattle from 7 to 9 months. Grass-fed cattle continue grazing naturally until 20 to 28 months, while grain-fed are moved to locations and feedlots and fattened up as fast as they can with corn and soy-based diets for 15 to 18 months. And the net result is conventional feedlot operations expose you to tons of chemicals, antibodies and growth hormones and pesticides in the feed and routine vaccinations with pesticide residues and animal feed allowing up to 100 times higher than permitted in human-consumed grains. So your cattle get a lot more these chemicals than in the grains than we get. And the net result is you get unhealthy beef or lamb or chicken or any other meat that you happen to have. Also, of course, you've also now we've got farmed fish also, which aren't that necessarily that healthy for you either. But if you try to go as natural as you can, you're going to help avoid your putting yourself in a situation where you could look at possibility of getting cancer from all these different chemicals that we have. This is what I was talking about before with Bobby Kennedy taking over the Department of Health and Human Services. Hopefully he'll be able to do some influencing on our food lots that we don't get so many chemicals. It costs a lot more sometimes for organic, but it's a whole lot better for you. Grain-fed beef contains certain high levels of phytoestrogens, I'm reading again, and estrogen-disrupting compounds due to soy and grain-based feeds. While grass-fed beef naturally contains lower levels of these potentially harmful substances. Grass-fed beef offers superior nutrition, up to twice the amount of riboflavin, up to three times the amount of thiamine, up to four times the amount of vitamin C, and 1.5 to 3 times more lithotic acid, CLA, compared to grain-fed beef. So that's why these things are so much better for you. Contrary to common belief, regenerative grazing practices can also help livestock carry capacity up to 50-75% more nutrition in general than soy-fed beef and beef that's raised in a cattle farm, just in a feedlot. So, you know, as I said, I'm pretty blessed, I think. I'm 75 years young, and I've still got a relatively good brain. I say every once in a while I do have a Joe Biden moment. But I think we all have to have those, whether we like them or not. But I think one of the reasons I'm so healthy is that I've been trying to eat organically and naturally as much as I can for decades now. As I say, I learned about vitamins also. And I know a lot of people say, oh, vitamins are terrible for you. They're not good for you. Well, I pat myself on the back. I'm on two medications. I've had a thyroid problem most of my life since I was in my 20s. And that's the one medication I take, and I take a cholesterol medication also. I'd like to sit here and tell you that I don't eat things that are going to cause me to have high cholesterol, but it doesn't always work that way. There's an interesting article I'm not going to go into detail on, but it's a guy who put himself on a pure vegan diet. I read an article recently, and what ends up happening is his cholesterol went up. So he didn't, it's not necessarily the case that the by going vegan, you're going to cut your cholesterol down. Now, when I was 38 and I got that virus and had all the pains in my heart and chest, and actually went in and they tried to check my cholesterol levels or the stuff on my veins in the heart, and they didn't find much. They did a balloon angiogram and there wasn't much there to clean out. So that was a long time ago now, and I've got a relatively good heart. But you have to worry about what you're eating. Number one, you got to cut the sugar out, get your weight down. As they've heard me say before, if you take your car, say it's a 3,000-pound car, and add an extra 1,000 or 2,000 pounds to it, the car is not going to run very well, and it's going to break down rapidly. And same thing happens with your body. If you take a body that should be 150 pounds and put 300 pounds into it, your body's not going to function very well. And that's where so many things go wrong. So seriously think about trying to cut your weight down by eating more naturally and eating less super processed foods. It's much better for you that way. Now, in that regard also, there's another thing that's really hard to get rid of, and that has to do with plastics. Again, these are stories I've gotten from different things. These two stories, the one about the grass-fed beef, and this one about plastics all come from Dr. Mercola's website, and I read that relatively regularly. I get tons of other articles, and I try to narrow down a couple stories each week to talk about for health. And 2024 study found 189 chemicals in food packaging linked to increased breast cancer risk. 120 of these, one of these chemicals are shown to migrate into food from the packaging. This is the plastic packaging. You know, it's really hard to buy food without plastic packaging, but it's a ton of it. Then you take it home and you put another plastic package. And so you're not necessarily taking care of yourself very well. Plastic food packaging contains higher numbers of potential breast carcinogens, 143 of them, followed by paper and cardboard with only 89, and glass with the only material that's out there that's free of these chemicals. So we have glass containers at home and also have plastic containers, but the plastic containers are mostly used to hold muffins and things like that, and I also have an extra protection on the muffin with a paper liner. So you have to think seriously about what you're storing your food in. And if you can buy it without being in plastic, get it. Buy it without plastic. And if you have to buy it in plastic, when you get home, don't leave it in the plastic. Take it out of the plastic and put it in paper or in aluminum foil. But aluminum foil is not necessarily that good for you either. But the plastics in particular are really bad for you. Microplastics in food packaging act as, I don't know these, some of these names, xenoethanogens, migrating estrogen to the body, fueling breast cancer. They also disrupt endocrine function and damage overall health. I'm not a doctor, as you can tell, but I do understand this is not, plastic is not good for you. The reduced exposure use glass, steel, or ceramic containers for food storage. Other strategies include avoiding plastic wrap, buying in bulk, and not microwaving food in plastic. Oh yes, that's really bad. You're much better off if you don't microwave in plastic, because then you're really putting tons of extra plastic into your food that you're microwaving. Beyond food packaging, reducing plastic exposure involves eliminating plastic toys, checking labels on household products, and minimizing control with thermal receipt paper containing BPA. I don't know what that means, but if you want me to send you a copy of this article, just call me at 833-833. What is my phone number? I always get this lost. 710-4797. Or you can go to bobparkerhealth.com. Anyway, so we're coming up here to 42 minutes of discussion right now, and I want to get back into health insurance again for a few minutes, particularly as I talked about when it comes to Medicare prescription costs. Some of these prescriptions you got out there are horrendously expensive. And if you are either pre-65 or post-65, you want to keep those costs as low as you can possibly go. Now, your doctor is going to tell you that some of these medications are the best thing that ever happened, but there are lots of other medications that might do the same thing. And you really need to talk to your doctor about that if he's trying to give you one of these superly expensive medications. Now, we talked a little bit about this before, and that is the weight loss shots that you can get nowadays. It started with diabetics that only had these shots. But then they realized that the diabetics were able to lose a lot of weight when they got these shots. So now it's become a very popular drug for weight loss. But there's other ways of weight loss. I know you've heard me talk about this before. But number one, try to figure out how to take the sugar out of your diet. That means even though, you know, here my commercials say you can get a free Hershey bar if you come to our store. Vitamin H is for Hershey, right? Hershey's an excellent chocolate. But the problem is it contains sugar. And so many things contain sugar. You know, they've taken the fat out of things since the fat disaster a number of years ago. And what's happened, they end up putting sugar in where the fat was. So you're not necessarily better off by taking fat out of your diet. Sometimes the fat is stuff that's good for you. You're much better off kind of concentrating on how to get the sugar out of your diet. And ultra-processed foods also. Those are the things, and you know, we try to help you understand that's what you have to do if you're going to stay healthy in the year 2024 and 2025. Now, for those that are new to Medicare, and I'll talk about that next for the next few minutes, because there's a number of people that are going on Medicare that are still working for a living. And you have to worry about that, because reality is that you have a situation where the government will fine you if you don't have a good drug plan, even if you're still working for your company. Once you finally go, say you turn 65 and you really like the company you got and you think they have a good health plan, so you go ahead and just don't, you know, maybe you take Part A of Medicare, which you've been paying for your whole life, which is a great way of doing it. But the problem is Medicare Part D is the Medicare benefit prescription plans with this new $2,000 deductible are very, very different than any plan you can get from any company out there. So you're going to be a whole lot safer if you're currently on your a company plan. If you go on Part A, you can still get a Medicare prescription plan. There's a company called WellCare. You can go to Medicare.gov and look up and order a $0 premium plan in most parts of the state, which will give you, it'll protect you against, and you have to renew it every year. It'll renew automatically unless they change the system. It'll keep you from getting fined by the government. The government has a rule that if you don't have a plan, a company plan that's equivalent to what the government offers through the insurance companies for Medicare, you could be fined for the rest of your natural life while you're on Medicare when you finally go on Part B also. Remember, if you're working for a company for 20 or 25 years, you really like this system, that's great, but you're going to have to be retired eventually. And a lot of companies, once you get that age, they'll just throw you off anyway because they don't want you because you're too expensive. But you can be safer, protect yourself by going to Medicare.gov and looking up the WellCare system for drug costs and calling them on the phone and enrolling in a Medicare prescription plan, which will cost you $0. There's no premium on it at all. You don't have to necessarily use it, but it'll protect you against this government fine we're talking about. Now, I'm having to pay a fine myself. When I first went on Medicare, my wife was working for a company called Travelocity, which you can still look up online, but it's not owned by Travelocity anymore. It's owned by other companies outside the area. And what ends up happening is they moved out of the area and I couldn't prove that I had a prescription plan. So the net result was I have to pay $1.75 a month for the rest of my life because I didn't have the right prescription plan proof. And here I am, a Medicare agent, trying to help you make sure you don't have to pay that kind of a fine. And some people pay fines of $20 and $30 a month. It's pretty heavy duty. I had a couple that came in from South America that didn't have a plan, and they came back when they were 67. They were looking at $20 or $30 a month fines. So you have to be real careful about how this system works and try to realize that there's things you can do that's not going to cost you something, but it's going to help you avoid the fines. Now, Bobby Kennedy might be able to change that system and get rid of the fines. I don't know. Or him and Dr. Oz. But that's something in the future. Right now, you have to be focused on that possibility of staying in that fine system. You know, our new president talks about taking taxes away from people getting tips, which would be awesome. But whether or not he's going to pay attention to these fine system, I don't know. Something else that's happened under the current administration, which isn't good. They took short-term plans away from us, the federal government did, where you can get people that are relatively healthy and fairly good shape, you get a plan that doesn't give you all the freebies, doesn't give you your free annual wellness exam, and it's also underwritten. Well, it used to be in Pennsylvania, for instance, you could get that for 360 days. Well, as of now, you can only get it for 90 days, and that's across the country now. So how do you resolve this problem? What you do is you put yourself in a situation that you don't have to potentially pay a fine. And you don't want to have to pay the fine if you don't want to pay the fine. I know it sounds ridiculous, but those fines are there. And if you want a further explanation, I'll give that to you if you give me a call at 833-710-4797. 833-710-4797. You also go to bobparkerhealth.com. You can list yourself in there, and I will get the email back saying you're interested in more information, and you can read all about what I do as far as health insurance and how I help people with that. And that's what I try to do for everybody. So every week when I'm on this radio station, I try to talk about that. This coming month here, we're getting into Christmas, so I'm going to talk a little bit more about Christmas also. And we'll probably have a little bit of Christmas music in here in the background also. Right now, we don't have it there, but we will get it back in fairly soon, possibly the first week of December. It won't be 30 minutes, but it'll be 2 or 3 minutes of Christmas music, along with everything else that I'm doing here, talking about health. And why is that important? Well, it's important because, you know, if you're feeling happy, and Christmas music should make you feel happy, you're going to be much better off if you enjoy what you're doing. And that's what I try to do every week. I still work at my age of 75 because I enjoy it. I enjoy helping people. I enjoy talking to people. I started talking to people first and making a living when I was 18 years old. I became a Fuller Brush man. And I wanted to become an insurance agent right away, but my dad said it's a terrible job. When I got married at 21 and at 22, my wife said, don't want to be an insurance agent, it's a terrible job. So then when I went from illness to bankruptcy, divorce between 38 and 40, that's when I finally became an insurance agent. And if you'd like to chat with me live, come to my store or office, you want to call it that, or we'll do a Zoom call or just talk on the phone. Now after this open enrollment ends December 15th, I'll be going back out to Pittsburgh and down to Philly much more. Right now, because there's so much demand, I barely leave the office, but I do get out every once in a while. So give me a call at 833-710-4797 or go to bobparkerhealth.com and I can help you do everything. And make sure you listen to this station every week so you can hear all the latest things about insurance. And hopefully there'll be a lot more to talk about in the coming year. So I hope you have a blessed week. Listening to the Health, Life, and Medicare Insurance Show and Health Show from Bob Parker. Thank you for listening. Bob Parker, Health, Life, and Medicare Insurance Agent for Health Markets Insurance Agency. Every Monday, 10 to 11 a.m. here on Philadelphia's best radio station, WWDB. The Medicare annual enrollment period is almost over on December 7th. So if you're concerned about your prescription costs in particular, you should get a hold of your agent or get a hold of me at 833-710-4797 or go to bobparkerhealth.com, 833-710-4797.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space. As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve. Go to afreserve.com for more information.
Battles aren't won solely on the field. That's a common misconception. Battles are won within, over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. In that place where promises are kept. Promises to oneself.
This is a physical training event!
Promises to one's community.
Helping people move debris out of their house.
Promises to one's country. In the heart of every Marine, you'll find a promise. A promise forever kept. A promise of battles won.
Pouring rain, it's real dark outside. Your heart starts beating really, really fast. You've never done anything so hard in your life. This is boot camp. This is the real thing now. It's such extreme pain, you don't understand how you can finish. I began to feel that there was no way I was ever gonna have my title, U.S. Marine. It takes special inner strength, courage, and desire to do this. I was just thinking, I'm so close, I'm so close. And when I finished, I was like, I'm done. I did it. The moment I will never forget is when this drill instructor that I admire so much comes up to me straight in front of me, put her arm on my shoulder and said, good morning, Marine.
PFC Summer Volkman became a Marine. Can you? Visit Marines.com or call 1-800-MARINES. The few, the proud, the Marines.